Hey, Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Welcome to the Meatball Pod. I hope everyone's weekend was amazing. I know mine was great. I went to Disney on Ice, and it was awesome.
Oh, my God. It looked like so much fun. Was that your first time?
That was my first time going to Disney on Ice.
Wasn't it the best freaking time ever?
It really was, and the boys, absolutely, like, just seeing their faces light up with, like, everything. I didn't realize it was going to be kind of like a circus on ice. Like, they were, like, swinging in the air and, like, doing, like, acrobats. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so freaking cool.
Yeah, it's literally a performance.
Yeah, so and good. I've been doing my point. Like I said, I started Weight Watchers last week. So I was doing my points, but I didn't do it on Saturday or Monday because it was my birthday. So Saturday, I had I had beers at Disney on Ice.
Whoa, you had beers at Disney?
Yeah, because I was going to do wine, but they didn't have a good wine at all. They had Chardonnay, and I hate it. So I was like, all right, I'll have a Bud Light.
I'm dead.
Yeah. And then it was my birthday on Monday. So, actually, Claire and Meredith brought me to lunch, and I had a couple wines at lunch. And then my mom came over, went with me to pick up the boys, and then we went to dinner to Longhorn and not Red Lobster. I changed it up because we had went to Red Lobster for CJ's birthday.
Oh, wow.
I know. I changed it up a little bit.
Well, that's your, second favorite spot, right, Longhorn?
Yeah, I used to work there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. You know,
just in case I need my job back, I need to have a good relationship with them.
I'm dead. Stop.
You never know. But, yeah, I'm a mean waitress, Meatballs.
You're not mean.
No, I mean, I'm a good one. You know, back in the day, but I'm a mean, in a good way?
Yeah.
I'm a good, I was a really good waitress, except for when I almost burnt down the place. That's nor here nor there.
Shit happens. You're a meatball.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
I was an AC for the cheer comp we stayed at Oceans. Yeah. So shout out to Oceans. They're literally the best there. Like, they're always just so accommodating. And every time she has a cheer comp and AC, we stay there just because the rooms are just, the rooms are great. You can't beat the AC or the Oceans rooms. And I haven't been there in a year, obviously. So when I went there, they have a new bar and restaurant right when you walk in. So I was like, ooh, yum. So we ended up having a couple wines on Friday. We got there late Friday. And then Saturday was the comp. And then Sunday was the last day of the comp. And then we came home Sunday night. So, you know me, after those events, I don't know. I just feel I'm so, socially checked out. Because I'm, mingling with a ton of people and, you know, meeting people. You're around so much and you're just, socializing so much that when I come home, my battery is dead.
Yeah.
I become, an introvert and closed off and I have to bed rot. So it's been happening a lot lately. So do I, need medication?
Wait, what's been happening a lot lately?
If I socialize too much, I bed rot.
No, maybe you just don't want to socialize anymore.
I guess. I just hate wasting a day just being lazy and not doing anything. But yeah, it was a good comp. It was good. She got first place, but I mean, they didn't compete against anyone, so it's whatever. But they did a great job and the gym did amazing. So it was fun. It was nice.
That's great. Yeah. So I mean, those are busy weeks. Yeah, shout out. So it was a good weekend. And then remember I told you I was going to try the THC drinks?
Did you?
CBD. So, yes, I tried the CBD, and so it's a hybrid drink. So I didn't try the gummies yet, but I did try the drink. And it's kind of so I did like it. It's kind of trial and error. So I started very little. I did 3 milligrams, which is I guess nothing. But I just wanted to see how I felt. And I kind of make so I think I did it wrong though, because I made several drinks out of the one can and it takes up to an hour to kick in. So I was feeling nice, but by time the peak high, I was it was 11:30 and I was okay, well now I have to go. go to sleep. So I think I do it a little differently.
Wait, but, what do you mean? You make like, drinks out of it?
So it's a drink. And so I did like, no, not with alcohol.
You mixed it?
Not with alcohol. Like I did like, because I wanted to feel like I was sipping. So I did like a little in a wine glass and then I put seltzer with it. So it was like a drink.
Are you supposed to dilute it like that though?
Yeah, people do.
Aren't you?
They make like mocktails into it. Right. But it just takes longer to drink. So it hits you longer off, I guess. So I think what I have to do next time, I think I could actually do 5 milligrams. And then I think I'm going to do like 2.5 earlier in the night and then 2.5 while I'm in bed. And then I'll like have like a good feeling. But I liked it. I was
Wait, so what did it feel like? Did it feel like a wine buzz or?
It kind of did feel like a wine buzz. Like it was relaxed. I did sleep well, probably because of the CBD part of it. And I only had it two nights, but I think that I think I like it. So tonight I'm going to try it. I'm going to try the 5 milligrams.
Oh my goodness. I'm so scared.
But it felt like a nice buzz. Like I was in control. Like I was really like tuned into my shows. And then I slept. I was able to fall asleep nicely. So yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, and then you woke up and you were fine.
Yeah, I was fine. I actually did 4 miles today on the treadmill. Yeah, so what I started to do, so I've been doing really good on my points, and then I started this week doing the treadmill again, and I saw that. Do you watch Fallout? You watch the series Fallout? So the second, I realized the second season came out.
Yes.
So I'm now like, I'll do one episode a day and do the treadmill, and it winds up being like 4.4 miles once it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been like doing that because I want to lose weight for Aruba.
Well, you gotta promise yourself I'm not gonna watch another episode unless I'm walking. Like that's your thing.
Yeah, but I mean, there's other shows that I've been watching too. Like Tell Me Lies came out. I finished it in one night. I finished it the one night I was drinking my drinks. I was like, oh my, I was so tuned into it. But do you watched Tell Me Lies?
No, what is that on?
Oh my God. It's on Hulu.
I used to watch Hulu. I don't really watch Hulu except like Mermaid's Tale.
It is such a fucked up show, but it's so good. The first 3 episodes just came out, so I don't want to like spoil it for anyone, but so everybody's just fucked up. Like all the storylines are screwed up. Like everyone's like assholes. And whenever you think one person can't be more toxic than the other person, it's like, hold my beer. And they become like the most toxic person in the series. So yeah, I love it. It's like really, really, a really good show. You would like it.
Wait, what's it about? I don't get it.
So it's about kids at college, kind of like in relationships, and they're just one girl winds up dying in the beginning in a car accident. And then it's like who was in the car with her, who was involved in it. People are lying to each other. Then you find out all these secrets are being kept by certain people. It's kind of like a murder thing in the beginning, but then you start unraveling relationships with like within this group and who they're just toxic, all of them. And then like, every time you think, okay, one's normal, you're like, nope, that one's fucked up too. But yeah, it's a really, really good. You would have a great time because it's already, this is the 3rd season out. So you would have 2 seasons to watch. And the third one's out now. So they just put out the first 3 episodes of the new season. I watched it in like, because it's like so good that I watched it in one night. Plus, I was high. So I was like, this is good. But it was so good. And it was great because, like, the kids went to sleep at a decent time. So I, like, had my drinks. I was watching my show. And I just blew through the first 3 episodes. And I thought it couldn't get more toxic than the last season. And it totally did. So, yeah, I highly recommend Meatballs, Tell Me Lies, especially you would love it. And it's a good binge.
Yeah, I need another binge.
And because you could probably catch up to the new season also, because it's just coming out now. But yeah. So, okay. Yeah, so that show.
So I just binged in the last couple days on Netflix, the new James Franco series.
What is that?
It's a limited series, and it has numbers in it. It's like something 63.
Okay, what's it about?
Well, it's number two on the top series right now. And basically, he goes back in time in this diner, and he's trying to prevent the Kennedy assassination. But, like, all these things are happening, and there's, like, butterfly effects and all this shit. I think it's only 8 episodes. I'm on the 8th episode right now.
So is it, like, a timeline or a time – what is it? Not a timeline shift. Yeah, I guess a timeline shift or like
Yeah, whatever he does in the past, it affects the future.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's basically there to like prevent Kennedy. But then like you see like all these things that are happening and the past like attacks him every time he tries to change it. It's a really good series and such a good storyline. James Franco freaking killed it. He's such a good actor. I always forget about him. He's such a good actor in the series.
Well, he got canceled for a while, so he's, like, making his way back. I feel like that's why he wasn't in it in a lot of stuff.
Oh, what did he get canceled for?
I'm not even sure. This was a long time ago. I want to say, like, I'd have to look it up. Oh. But I know he got canceled. But he's making his way back.
Yeah, he is phenomenal in the series, and it's so good. And I binged it, I have to say, in, like, 2-3 days. So that's good. And then I want to watch His and Hers because that's the number one series on Netflix. And I heard that is like so bingeable. And I love the actor because that guy is from The Walking Dead.
Yes. And
yeah, he's a good
Chris
actor.
Chris told me he wants to watch that one.
Yeah, so that is going to be my next binge. But there is so many good shows coming out. And why do I feel like there's like good movies coming out too?
There's definitely good movies. So wait, did you ever see the movie Greenland with Gerard Butler? And like the comet is coming towards the, how can you have not seen it? You love end of the world stuff. So the comet is coming towards the Earth and he's like, because he like does special, does something special with work. The government included him in like going into a bunker. Because he could help make the world back when the comet hits. Yeah, it's called Greenland. And then Greenland 2 is now in the movies.
Oh, okay. I have to watch that.
You would really
I love a good apocalypse.
It's right up your alley. It's apocalypse 100%.
My favorite.
Yeah. And I mean, with 3-1 Atlas. Is 3-1 Atlas even a thing anymore? What's going on? I have to get off TikTok. All these things. And I feel like it's not even a thing anymore. Oh, good. There it goes.
Yeah, they were saying it passed and it was a comment. So I don't freaking know. Because I went down the rabbit hole and I believe that it was like a ship. And all these people were saying how the ship was talking to them. I believe it.
I mean, I believe it.
I was like, yep, I could see that happening. Yep.
I came across one lady and she said because she was like a psychic medium, I guess. And she was like explaining what the ship looked like inside. And I was like, yes. I don't know. I was like, I wonder if she really could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. We have like the same algorithm, I guess.
Literally.
Except for you had bad algorithm. Wait, guys. Nicole was like, I have such bad algorithm. And I was like, don't worry. I have a lot of Disney algorithm. And I was sending her all my Disney stuff. Did it ever change?
My Disney or for Disney?
Did it change into like a Disney algorithm instead of like Doomsday?
Okay. No, because it stayed on, we're going to war and the world's ending soon and aliens.
Great.
So not great.
It makes me really cozy when I find other people that just show up on my thing and they're like, I just went down this rabbit hole. And she's like, did you know that eels, no one knows how eels reproduce. And then they're like, and no one knows where they come from. So are they just coming from? And then they're like, and then they go down the whole thing, a rabbit hole about eels and then the ocean and then how you could get into different timelines. And then she goes into like, so am I in another timeline? She's like, now I'm all fucked up in my head. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, I go through this like every day.
Yeah. Like now I'm paranoid and what's going on? And is life real? What is this?
I know.
Well, speaking of end of the world, freaking Verizon crashed the other day. And of course, my whole family is Verizon. So like I couldn't call the kids to be like, where are you? Because usually after school, they go to their friend's house because their friends live right by the school. Couldn't get in touch with Giovanna. And I'm like, oh my God, like how am I going to find her? Obviously, you know, I saw her location. So I was like, okay, she's at her friend's house. But I couldn't call anyone. It was on SOS.
I know a lot of people had that.
The only time it worked was when I connected to my Wi-Fi, but like I still couldn't call anyone. So it was a little glimpse of a blackout. I was like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Yeah, I didn't experience it. I have T-Mobile. So.
Well, I might switch because Verizon, you suck. And I guess none of the 911 calls were going in. So it could have been a purge. It could have been a purge for people that had Verizon. Like they could have got attacked and murdered and, you know, they wouldn't be saved because you couldn't call the freaking cops.
All right. Well, did they say why?
No, I haven't seen a reason why, but there's so many TikToks I sent in group how it was the guy's first day at Verizon and he tripped over a cord and he unplugged
Stop
something.
It.
So then that's why everything went out. Yeah, I sent in group.
I'm backed up in group chat. I have to catch up because this morning I woke up. And then I did laundry, then I did my treadmill, then I did the sauna. I'm trying to be healthier over here.
No, and I love your routine. You're going to feel great.
And then, yeah, and then, oh, and also with the drinks, they're only 1 point where wine, I mean, I'm not stopping my wine completely because you know I love, you love, you know, this meatball loves her wine. But like during the week, if I'm like feeling like stressed, I'm like, oh, I need a drink of wine. At least like I have these THC CBD drinks that relax me and then help me fall asleep. They're only 1 point rather than like 20 points. So,
oh, wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah. I mean, a glass of wine, I think is 6 points. But I mean, I don't have one glass.
You don't have a glass of wine.
I mean, one bottle is like 22 points. So
well, last weekend, then, I was like, you know what? I really, you know, miss having a wine and like going to bed. So how many glasses of wine do you think I had?
Six.
Four.
Okay.
But I only want to. Yeah, but I only wanted one.
Well, it is what it is. Four. Yeah, you had the bottle. It's fine.
I had a bottle. Listen, yeah. A bottle and a half.
If I open a bottle of wine, I'm having the bottle. That's just how it is. And that's why I'm like trying to find other outlets for when I had like a rough day.
Other recreational sports to do.
Yeah. So I do like this drink. I only did it two nights. So I'm going to try it again and see if I still like it.
Okay.
Okay. And it's only 1 point for my Weight Watchers.
Did you lose any more weight? I haven't seen you.
Yeah, so I started at like 152 and I'm like 146.
Oh, gee, that's great.
I'm moving along.
Yeah, you're
slowly
moving.
Slowly but surely.
You're chugging.
Slowly but surely, I'm trying my best.
You got this, queen. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like going crazy. Like, I like Weight Watchers because you could still eat your like normal food. It's not, like, super restricted, which is nice. Like, the one night when we went to Longhorn, because we got out of something, CJ Soccer late, I was still able to stay within my points. Like, I was able to get, like, a 6-ounce filet and a sweet potato and
yummy
mushrooms, where usually, like, that's all I ate while I was there. Usually, I'd get, like, bread and Wild West shrimp and, you know, like, a French onion. I would get, like, a million things. So it's just, like... It's just better choices, I guess.
Well, I was not great this weekend at the cheer comp because, you know, cheer comps, it's like fast food. It's like stadium food, like whatever. I mean, you could be healthy and like grab the salads there, but I mean, they're not good. So I ended up just, you know, having cheese fries and a bagel and nachos. So I definitely was not good on my diet this weekend, but it's whatever.
Which is fine. It's I'm not someone that's going to be strict every single day. Like if a Saturday I want to eat something, I'm going to eat it. I'm not going to be like a freaking crazy person. One thing I like am not loving right now is because of like everyone getting so skinny so fast. I feel like we're back in like 2010 where it's like, if you're not freaking skinny, like, it's like annoying. It's like getting bullied to be skinny. Like everyone around me is on something.
Have you seen Hollywood? Everyone is fucking skin and bones. Like, what are we doing?
Because they're all on Ozempic and stuff. Like, I'm not taking any of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it, you know, the Weight Watchers on my own. Right.
Yeah, I just don't understand, like, the bony look. Like, all their faces are sucked
in. I'm over it.
And I feel like we changed that stigma in 2009 when we came on TV. We were like,
and like I said, we're not trying to be skinny. Yeah. I'm just trying to be healthier because I just was my heaviest I've been. So I'm just trying to be healthier for me. I'm not trying to be like skinny like these people. I'd be happy with a nice 135. 135, 130, I'd be pleasantly happy with.
Mm-hmm. No, these people are malnourished. Everybody's malnourished and they need a cheeseburger and to stop taking that shit because they look older too. They look like skeletons.
And they're dropping it so fast, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. That can't be healthy.
I don't know, but I'm like, I'm over this skinny is in shit. I mean, if you're naturally skinny, that's fine. No one is judging anybody here. I just hate the feeling of people feeling like they need to be skinny because everybody else is in Hollywood and stuff is skinny. Like, or like trying like, you know, like people like shame the bigger girls, like just because now skinny is in. Like, no size is in. Let's get out of that shit. We don't need that shit. Everybody's beautiful.
Team Meatball forever.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows, I'm not getting skinny for Hollywood. I'm just trying to fit in my normal size jeans that I grew out of.
Yeah, and just to be healthy. I mean, we're getting older. That was my main goal, was to get back to healthy and working out and trying to eat better because I was like, I'm turning 38 and I don't want to be unhealthy as I get older. So...
Well, same.
We just want to be a little healthier and make better choices. And that's that.
Like, all body shapes are great. Like, I hate the which body type is in right now. I'm like, shut up. I've gotten through those TikToks, too. Like, we're back in 20-something, and I'm like, shut up. No, we're not.
Well, I saw there's a trend. Everybody just live. Everyone's posting them in 2016. Like, where were we in 2016? Were we filming? Like, did we come back then? I was trying to think, what we were doing.
2016, my dad passed away. So, no, we weren't back yet. Yeah. We came back. So, 2016.
Oh, 2018, maybe.
Yeah, so 2017, because I got married in 2017. We got picked up in 2017, and we started filming in 2018.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's posting. I guess it's a trend. Post all your pictures from 2016. But, like, I don't have those pictures. They're not my phone.
I'm sure I have them somewhere. But I even at my skinniest, I'm like, even at my skinniest, I'm still curvy. Like, I think I'm just a thick-boned girl, which is fine.
No, you have a hot body.
But that's why I always hated the skinny is in, because no matter how skinny I got, I was still considered fat. Like, back in the day. Remember, like, even in... when we would film, always. I was, like, the skinniest I ever was when we started filming. And I was still considered fat, which I was like, that's crazy.
So I look back on, like, the TikToks and stuff. Or the TikToks are looking back at, like, you know, us back in the day and, like, our outfits and stuff. And everybody always says Dina's body was T and we didn't realize it. So... everybody knows that your body always
changed. Well, now, because the times have changed, but back in the day,
It was back in the day, they thought we were
obese. It was a struggle for us.
They thought we were huge.
Such a struggle. That's why I'm like, can we not go back there, please? Please?
Yeah, no. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to make you try the THC drinks with me one day.
I'm scared.
If you're with Jenny, I think, has tried them also.
I feel like she's the one.
Oh, yeah. Jenny does them all the time.
Honestly, I woke up feeling great, like completely fine. So.
And you get like a good night's sleep? Like you don't like toss and turn?
No, I think it depends. So I, from what I talked when I went to the dispensary and I talked to like someone that like knows about it, basically he said the THC kind of like gives you energy and the CBD calms you, but they have a hybrid. So I do more CBD. So I got something that's a little more CBD and less THC. So I still get like the buzz, but it also calms me, which is nice. It was like a nice feeling.
All right, what's it called? Maybe I'll try it.
So I got the brand Wynk. It's WYNK because they had the lower dosage, of the THC. And I got 2.5 milligrams and 3 milligrams, but I'm good. I might do 5 milligrams because the 3 milligrams, I felt good, but I feel like I was like, kind of like everybody, like I feel like, because everybody else I know does 5 milligrams. I was just nervous. But now that I did the 3 milligrams, I'm like, okay, I think I could do the 5. But I do the hybrid.
All right, just show me what you order. Just screenshot it.
Yeah, it's called Wing. It tasted good too. The flavor I had was like a lemonade, but then I also got a tangerine, I think. I have to look.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's that.
Very nice. All right, well, that'll be our homework. Maybe we can do it one time and do an episode.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be funny. But it might make us sleepy during the day.
I want to get to fan questions because I know we have to get the kids at pickup soon.
Yes, let's get there. Okay, here's one fan question from Angel from Rhode Island. Hi, after listening to your latest episode and Dean talk about how they only show you guys getting drunk when really that's not your lives, they should really make a spinoff show of Snooki and Dean, a family life. Us old school Jersey Shore millennial moms with kids would love to watch that. Same, girl. That would be awesome. But I feel like they would think it's like not entertaining. But we would still drink wine and possibly a THC drink and have a good time. But, I mean, not all the time.
I feel like it would be like a mama show because only the moms would appreciate, like, everything. But, yeah, we're still a good time just because, you know, we're moms. We're good moms and we take care of our kids and we're responsible when it comes to being moms. You know, we're still funny. We're still funny in our own way, I think.
Oh, we're hysterical. I think I'm hysterical.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. I think I'm naturally funny even without the liquor. Same to you. We're silly.
We're just silly. And I feel like we laugh at ourselves. Like we don't get embarrassed and we're like, whatever. So I feel like that makes us just who we are.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Sharon from Medford, New Jersey. Love you both. Question for Dina. We have never been to Aruba. Any suggestions of best places to stay? Trying to decide on the location for our 2026 vacation. Hey, that rhymes. So Sharon, I would say, I mean, Aruba's beautiful. I love the Hyatt Regency because it's in the middle of like the strip. But there's so many beautiful resorts over there. I would suggest looking into all of them to see which one fits you best. But I personally love the Hyatt Regency.
Wait, so do you leave the hotel at all or you just stay in the resort? Like, what do you do in Aruba?
No, you leave the hotel. So you could like go across the street and there's an entire strip of restaurants, shops, piano bars, like whole bunch of different stuff. Yeah, there's like live performances. There's like a lot to do. You could also go on the back end, which you could walk up and down the beach, and there's all restaurants and bars and lounges on the beach. with music and stuff. Also very kid friendly.
Oh, nice. Is it always packed with people?
It's really not terrible. Like, it's really not terrible. I wouldn't say, like, I feel overwhelmed with people. I love Aruba.
Never been.
It's absolutely my favorite place. Like, if I could move anywhere, that's where I would move.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Hey, meatballs. I know you ladies like paranormal stuff. I don't. Have you guys watched either Portals to Hell or Paranormal Lockdown? Both are great shows. You might like. Love you both. I don't like paranormal stuff. I like vampires.
That's paranormal. You like some paranormal. You don't like scary, like scary, scary paranormal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like real ghosts, but you like vampires.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Which, there's a new Dracula movie coming out, which I'm actually very excited for.
I think I saw that.
Did you? It looks really good.
And they have a new Dracula hotel you can stay at. I sent it to you and Jenny.
Why am I not getting these things?
You commented and said, oh, I could stay there. I wouldn't be scared.
Oh, that one. Oh, not in group chat. That was on Instagram.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that I could do. Vampire stuff I could do.
Yes, I forget where it was. Was it Germany or something? I forget, but they're making a whole, like, Dracula land, and you could stay there, and it's, like, all about vampires and spooky. Oh, my God, I want to go so bad, but I feel like it's so far away.
Yeah, that's kind of far.
Yeah.
Ew, what was that? Did you hear that? That was a weird noise.
Where?
We're talking about paranormal, and then all of a sudden, I heard a weird noise.
Weird. Ooh, maybe it's a vampire.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be like, turn my entire family so we can live forever.
No, yeah, because if it turns you, then you have to turn Chris, and then who's gonna bite your kids?
I mean, we would have to turn our kids as well.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to wait till they get a little older?
Yeah, we could do that.
Or you want them to be kids forever?
No, I would want them to live their life.
Yeah, so when are you gonna bite them?
I guess I would leave it up to them. I would say, when you're ready to become a vampire and be immortal, let mommy know.
Give them a choice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Give them the right to choose. What if you and Chris are bitten and the kids decide not to get bitten? That would suck.
I mean, that would stink.
Yeah.
I would just tell someone to put a stake through my heart.
Same. I'd be like, when they turn old, just kill me so I don't have to watch it.
Yeah, just stick me in the heart.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
Thanks. I can't. Okay, next. Hey, meatballs, I have a question for both of you. The first question is for Dina. Would you allow Chris to be part of the meatball pod more often? We all love him. He has such a great personality. And for Snooki, it's so weird me calling you Snooki. And for Nicole, have you ever heard about the show Baddies? Natalie Nunn gave you a shout out as top three Mount Rushmore of reality TV stars. Ooh.
Oh. What's Baddies?
I'm assuming it's like Bad Girls Club.
Ooh, Bad Girls Club came back.
Did it? That's pretty cool. Maybe we are back in 2016.
Oh, well, thanks for the shout out. I'm going to have to watch that because you know I love a good reality show.
Yeah. I started Traitors.
I mean, everyone's talking about Traitors.
So me and Chris started. It was a good cast this season. So me and Chris started it. And I have to say, it's actually really good. It's very murder mystery-like. I guess it's kind of like murder mystery. You have to figure out who killed somebody or who the traitor was, whatever. But it's good. The first three episodes are out. I'm waiting on the fourth.
Where do you watch it?
Another good one. Peacock.
Oh, okay. I think I have Peacock.
Yeah.
Peacock!
And, I mean, Chris works full-time, but if he's ever home when we're recording, I'd love to have Chris on the podcast. He knows that.
Yeah, let's put him on again.
But he always says he needs to be prepared. I'm like, we don't prepare anything. We kind of just go with the flow over here.
No, literally.
We're like, oh, electric eels. Where do they give birth? And then we're over here. Natalie Nunn gave Nicole a shout out.
Yeah. And then I'm telling you, I'm going to kill you if you're a vampire like Buffy. Like, we're all over the place. Yeah.
We really are. We really are all over the place.
I don't care.
Me neither. Whatever. But on that note, I do have to run out and get little Cam and CJ from school. So, okay. Well, what a good episode, though. I really enjoyed talking about
what's your plans this weekend?
This weekend, I have Mallory's wedding, and I got my dress on Amazon again.
Oh, love it.
Just like, yeah. So my dress, very similar to the Amazon dress I got for Sam's wedding, but it's a little different. So I'm hoping it fits just as good. So my Amazon dress. And then that's Saturday. Okay. I'm not sure. The kids really want to go ice skating. They went ice skating. Oh my God. Wait, before we leave, Nicole, I felt so bad ice skating.
Oh my God. Did anyone get a video?
So the kids get on that. First of all, CJ was doing circles. He was freaking killing it. Chris was kind of helping Cameron because I was having a hard time in the beginning. But then I got used. I got like the hang of it. So I was like doing really well. I got very confident. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go in because it was a birthday party. So I was like, okay, let me go in and like start getting everything ready, like for the boys, their shoes and stuff, because we're going to start doing cake and everything. And a couple of the parents were standing where I was going to go out. And I don't know what happened, but my ice skate got caught in the ice and I went flying. And like in my head, I was like, oh my God, my head's going to hit the wall, like the ice, the clear window. And it did.
And oh my God. Did it make a loud noise?
Oh my God. Everybody was like, oh, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I wish I saw your face. You probably made the ugliest face.
I was like, I popped up and I was like, oh yeah. I like tried to play it off cool.
You're like, oh, I'm fine.
I hit my head. My head was hurting. Then I was so nervous about my wrist because it just basically healed.
Oh, I'm like, shit.
I'm like, I can't. Right when I was getting off the ice, the kids did good. Meredith fell. Chris fell. He was limping throughout the rest of the night.
I'm dead.
I was like, what is happening? So, yeah.
And that's also a good workout, then, too, I feel.
It was a good workout.
Yeah, doesn't
your, one of the your dads
hurt after?
One of the dads goes, now that we know you're all right, it's like, I think you left some mascara on the window. I was like, cool.
I'm dead. Your makeup print on the window.
Like, I can't.
That's so embarrassing.
So yeah, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, my head still hurts where I hit it. I probably got a concussion.
No, literally, you probably got a minor concussion.
Like, I can't. At least it was me and not the kids.
Yeah.
But freaking typical. Typical, typical. But all right. Ending the Meatball Pod on a silly note.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, Meatballs. We love you. And we did it, Jay.
Let's get sauced.